Welcome back, everyone. This is And They Were Roommates, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. How is everyone doing this fine morning?
We're doing great. We have a guest here today training with us.
Hi, I'm Camille.
Great to have you. We're training Camille today, so
yeah.
Very exciting.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys can hear the construction, but Halligan, or the new Halligan, sure is going up.
Is it?
It is. In the train station, I'm still not even sure where the Green Line stop is going to be, but...
I don't know.
Seems like they're working hard on that, too.
I don't know if we'll ever know. I think we're going to be out of here before they finish it.
The world may never know.
We're doomed to walk to Davis in college career.
It's going to be finished as soon as we graduate. You know it.
Yep.
Because that's how things be.
Yep. That's why our kids are going to have to be legacy kids, mm-hmm. just for the Green Line.
First, your dorm is renovated as soon as we don't use them.
Yep.
Classic. Well, I hope you all enjoy what music we have for you today, and thank you so much for tuning in today.
I should really know by now. I gotta stop pretending people wouldn't let me down. I just keep on giving even when there's no return. I shouldn't be surprised that I'm the one who's getting burned. Because I'm fresh out of love. I'm on Guess I picked the wrong kind. I wasn't really looking when I saw the warning signs. I should have been the one that I was loving all along. I don't think my heart can handle being so damn wrong again.
Let's get to know you well. We can't be left to get to know you well. So we can be one, we can be one, two. we all turn blind. You know I've got your back. Would you ever do that?
Welcome back to our show. We have a PSA for you all. Don't drink and drive. On March 13th, 2014, a drunk driver plowed through a crowd outside a nightclub at the South by Southwest Music Festival, killing 3 people and injuring 25. The driver faces capital murder charges, which are punishable by the death penalty. Drinking and driving is a crime that kills. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Thank you for listening. I hope you're enjoying the show and everybody's having a great Friday. And let's get back to some music.
Big enough for me. I want you to take me away.
but gets tangled by the night. I didn't know what I was thinking, but I know we'll be alright. And I will surround you with a love too deep for words. Hold you from the world and its curse. So long as I have breath in my lungs, long as there's a song to be sung, I will be yours and you will be mine. Ever our lives entwine, my roses shine, my roses shine. Like I said, I'm done. I'm yours forever.
Going, everybody. We were just talking about how we are all taking a friend's trip to Chinatown tonight.
Have you guys been? I have not been to Chinatown.
I'm greatly looking forward to it.
Yeah, I don't know if I've been. I've been to like one dim sum place before where like they spoke no English, so I was just like looking to my family and being like, y'all, some of y'all speak Chinese, please just put food on my plate and I will eat it.
Yeah, I've been to dim sum once and then I always want to go back, but so many of my friends are vegetarian that it just doesn't work because none of us know how to tell what the food is until after you've ordered it and have started eating it.
Yeah, a little awkward if it's...
I will not be vegetarian for this evening and it will be fantastic.
Are you vegetarian usually?
Somewhat.
Okay.
I try.
Nice. I did not know that.
Does it work out? Not always.
Not always.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm something similar. I've been doing what I call 2/3 vegetarian, which I like I love meat. I enjoy it very much, but I understand it has bad like environmental consequences. So I only allow myself to eat meat at like one meal a day.
That seems like a good model.
It's an easy transition.
Yeah.
Easier than going straight vegetarian.
I feel like that should be promoted more because vegetarianism seems like an all or nothing thing to most people. Mm-hmm. But if the only reason you're doing it is for environmental reasons, then there's no need for it to be like 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, I know a lot of people are like, oh, but like, where am I going to get my protein? Have y'all never had beans?
Yeah. Quinoa.
Lentils.
Tofu.
Yeah.
Tofu is an excellent thing.
You tell my sweet mate that. My sweet mate has started eating a package of tofu.
No, he eats 4.5 servings of tofu at a time.
One package of tofu has 4.5 servings. I don't know how often this gentleman goes shopping.
Clearly once a month. I don't...
My sweet gets along really well in general. It's been a great year. It's tight-knit. But we
do get into shouting matches over one person's eating habits. And
shout out if that one person is listening.
Yeah, we won't out you. But you know who you are.
And the horrors you have committed. Please. The atrocities.
He eats in one afternoon to evening for dinner. He prepares a whole package of tofu, which again is 4.5 servings, and puts peanut sauce on it. And then there are no other ingredients.
Sometimes, if there's no peanut sauce, just peanut butter.
Peanut butter. He loves peanut butter so much that later, mm-hmm. he always prepares one of two things for a late night, and I mean late night, about 10 or 11 p.m. snack. Mm-hmm. It's either a large bowl of Cheerios or the off-brand that he has now, which is called Planos, with peanut butter instead of milk.
Or
it's just
the two wheat bread.
Yeah, two peanut butter sandwiches on wheat toast.
Hodge on the Run.
Yes.
It's not even the good wheat bread. It's Hodge on the Run wheat bread.
He's convinced that it's healthy because it's wheat bread.
Oh, God.
With peanut butter and nothing else. And eats it with, this is the best, a fork and knife.
Yes. And what throws me the most of all is that whenever he makes a peanut butter sandwich, he toasts all the bread, which, again, is four slices because he makes two sandwiches, never just one.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes he eats a slice of bread untoasted, covered in Smart Balance.
What?
So when he wants just bread and butter, he does not toast it.
Oh, no.
And then when he wants a peanut butter sandwich, he does toast it. He's an enigma.
My dude, if you're listening, we say this with love, but dude.
I'm going to try to get it added to the PSA binder. just a PSA to you specifically to rethink your habits, rethink your lifestyle. and if you want to come to Chinatown and eat, real food tonight with us.
Damn.
You're absolutely welcome.
Got him.
Anyways,
Delightful conversation.
That was a tangent, for
anyone
sure.
Anyone have some recommendations for places to go in Chinatown, Boston?
I went to one dim sum place and one boba place, mm-hmm. and I don't remember the name of either.
Mm.
My ex knows the name of both, but that's not worth it.
Yeah.
I believe... there's a place called Halo Moon, which is supposed to be quite good dim sum.
Good. Are we going to dim sum I always thought of dim sum as a brunch.
Yeah,
but it is a brunch. It is a brunch thing, which is unfortunate.
Right. So we're just getting regular dinner tonight, right?
Kind of sad.
Yeah, probably. We'll probably just find some place. I've been to one Japanese hot pot place in Boston. I don't think it was in Chinatown, but it was called Spring Sabu Sabu. If anyone wants some hot pot, definitely recommend.
Nice.
Very cool. Very busy though.
Okay.
So you gotta have a reservation if you can.
Good to know. I don't eat out as much as I would like to. I don't know the restaurant scene.
We don't have money either.
I know. In high school, I ate out all the time because I had a job that I worked at a lot and too much money and a girlfriend. So the natural thing to do is to eat out whenever you have time. But in college, I don't have time and I don't have money.
Yeah. In high school, I felt like the biggest problem was, at least where in my hometown, there's nothing to do, so your only activities are going out to dinner, which they have some excellent food. However, when you are in high school and have no job and no monies, it's a struggle.
Actually, relating back to our last conversation about the individual with eating habit issues,
did he just text you?
No, my mother texted me and said wheat bread has lots of sugar in it, usually corn syrup. So, I'm sorry to our listener who we are talking about. I know you were trying to go on a sugar-free diet. I'm sorry you have to hear this.
No added sugars.
Corn syrup.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty
my parting words.
Sugar. Yeah, he doesn't... He thinks that just because it's wheat, it's healthy.
I mean, it's better than white bread.
Yes. But we've given him recommendations for, real bread that is going to be better than the Hodgson wheat bread.
Oh, man.
And I think he secretly doesn't want to give it up. He eats it at dessert time every day. He eats it at 10 or 11 p.m. I mm-hmm. think, because peanut butter also has a lot of sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
I yeah. think he's having trouble admitting that he's still very hooked on sugar. And so he gets all of his daily sugar in the form of 2 toasted peanut butter sandwiches.
Oh, that hurts.
Anyways, thank you to Josh's mom for the yes. helpful insight. Yes.
She's also just said wheat bread has more sugar than white bread.
What?
What?
Oh, yeah.
What, because they replaced the flour with just, like, sugar?
I don't know, but...
Because I know that's the thing with fat-free peanut butter. It Ooh. Has more sugar because they replace all of the fats oh. with sugars.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Interesting.
Shout out to Trader Joe's plain peanut butter.
Oh, my God.
We get it. You're ripped. You're healthy.
No, I just like Trader
yeah,
Joe's.
You're a health nut.
I'm from California, and I like Trader Joe's.
Enough said.
Next, you're going to tell us you love kale.
I do.
I called it.
Josh, you need to leave.
All right, should we get more music playing?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Sweet.
Yeah. to me, oh yes to me. Close your eyes and you'll leave this dream. Oh yes to me, oh yes to me. I know that it's hard to do. Moments spells regret, but I don't have to feel this way. As a voice inside my head,
everybody. How's everyone doing?
Doing great.
Once again, this is, what are we? This is And They Were Roommates, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you all so much for listening in today, and to our lovely guest today.
Yes, thank you, Camille, for joining us.
I hope you...
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, I hope you have enjoyed our music so far, and I hope everyone has a lovely day.
Farewell.
Walking around.